So when are we going to, like, where are we starting the recording at? Is this, like, part of the podcast?
The Mizzy Mari Cup Beans.
Yeah, so I guess what changed between 2016 and now, between like your I guess enthusiasm for politics, I guess?
Probably because of all the stuff happening right now. Even if you asked me a year ago, I still wasn't as into it as I am now. It's really been the change and like seeing how like democracy is kind of an illusion, and Trump's really brought that out for all of us to see. And so once I kind of like started down like the rabbit hole, it just kept going. And really when the pandemic started, that's when I started really having like the peels like lifted off my eyes. And I was like, holy cow, there's a lot more to this.
Yeah. And it got like real deep really quick.
Oh, was yeah. Whole... I'm trying to think. Sometimes.
I know. Like, what's the whole... Was the Jeffrey Epstein thing, was that in 2020 or no? Was that before?
Yes, right? I think it was.
That was 2022?
Or like 20, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. That's 2020 that when probably, I started really looking at it.
Maybe I think, it was 2019. Let me look it up real quick. But I think the Epstein thing was when like everyone was like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? Because he clearly killed himself.
Who is this
and
dude?
There was a huge cover up and like the news just didn't talk about it. And it was like, okay, this is sketchy. And then 2020 started, and then it just was like a domino effect of like just sketchy shit after sketchy shit.
Yeah, because they're all owned by like the same people. And the mainstream media literally controls everything we see, what we hear, and what news they want to share. So they can literally mold us any way that they want.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. So he died.
If he died.
August 10th, 2019, if he died. Who knows?
Who knows?
In 2019, like the end of... So, like, August 2019, okay, so and like, then, like, 4 or 5 months later was COVID, basically.
Truly, like, everything has merged together. I, like, can't tell time apart once this pandemic really started happening.
It's been a crazy 2 years. Mm. So, so, like, Trump, I guess, lost the election, allegedly. Mm-hmm. At this point, and what day is it? January 4th. Is there any avenue for him to win? Like, what steps would he have to take for him to win? Is it possible at this point?
Yeah, I do think it's still possible. I mean, there's still so much evidence out there that shows that there was fraud in this election. And whether the liberals or other Republicans want to admit to that, they had a whole case on Russian collusion off of like one tiny thing. And for 4 years, we were brought into that whole like rabbit hole of what's going on and trying to take down Trump and impeach him. And now we have all this evidence. We have sworn affidavits, thousands of people coming out, left people and right people both saying, hey, like we saw weird things going on. We have videos of Trump's ballots being burned. We have them also being shredded and thrown away. There's videos of them pulling out at night these ballots underneath tables that are conveniently all for Biden. Then you have the Dominion software. You have it all like crashing and the different issues going on with that. So there's just so much happening where that's just a fraction of what evidence has come out. And for anybody to say, oh, there's nothing, they're lying. And the media is lying. They're not wanting to cover it. So I think that there's still time.
So like it wasn't a fair election. Do you think that part's going to be fair too? Like, do you think they're going to judge this whole process fairly too, you think?
I don't know. It's going to hopefully go down to Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court if they'll take it. But because of how he filed it, they denied it the first time. But then I was hearing how that he like learned how to refile it under something else. And so hopefully he's able to do that and actually have a fair shot at winning.
Yeah. And then the whole Nashville bomb explosion thing. Like, I think you were telling me this last night where whoever parked the RV, wherever it was parked, was in front of the AT&T building where they had some kind of election computing software. They had the software
because apparently, and I might get part of this wrong because I literally read it and then it's been a little while. But the AT&T finally got a pass on being able to investigate. So they find like where they were housing information with Dominion and the Kraken and all of that. They're saying that that was conveniently right where the bomb was. And so they were finally being able to really investigate this fraud more. And then the bomb went off and destroyed evidence. But you haven't heard one thing about that on the media. You just have heard, oh, the suspected bomber was killed in the bombing.
Like, oh, like, we found his body. It's over. Yeah, sorry.
You found the one person who was apparently like one who's bombing. Like, I don't, just don't think it makes sense.
Yeah, it was Christmas morning and I heard about it. And then I was looking it up on Twitter and I'm like, no one's talking about this. This dude just set off a bomb in downtown Nashville, could have killed all these people. It was like this huge explosion on Christmas. And like people were kind of just like not even talking about it. I'm like, that's kind of weird. And then
like the news picks and chooses what they want to talk about.
Exactly. Like they're pick and choose what's important. And this would seem like a big deal. Like, what if this guy strikes again? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen next?
Right.
Where's this guy from?
Like, if we're dealing with the true arsonist, like, they are somebody who, like, want their work to be glorified. They want it to be on, like, the news. If you watch, like, anything that has to do with, like, the psychological behavior behind it, like, they want to have, like, fame and, like, be shown.
Yeah.
They don't want, like, total ownership of it necessarily. Like, they're not going to come out and be like, oh, me, Reggie, like, I'm the bomber, you know? But they want like recognition and they want to like keep developing their skills.
Yeah. So and they want to trick the cops. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Super weird. And then like they super say, weird. Okay, and it was this guy. And then they stop talking about it. Like, oh, it was him. It's over. And that was it. When it's like for you to be able to set this whole situation up, you'd have to be like a super genius. Like, what's this guy's backstory? And they make it so convenient, like no one even knows who he is. He's like a forgotten person. It's on to the next story.
Exactly.
Where it's like, so what was really going on?
I agree. Exactly. It's just how they control everything in the narrative. It's all a narrative.
So where do you see America in 5 years? If you had a guess in 2026, what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I have thoughts on this. If it keeps going the way that it's going and like the cabal, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, truly keeps like their path going and victories that they're winning and people like Trump don't keep coming out and stopping them and destroying like their past, then I think by like really 2030, I think China's going to own us. And the Chinese Communist Party has been after us for decades. Actually, I found a quote. Very interesting.
Here we go.
Yes. I'm going to back it up. Let me find it because I wanted to be able to read it. Okay. So this was in 1956. And it was the communist leader, Khrushchev. And he said, and I quote, "We will take America without firing a shot. We do not have to invade the U.S. We will destroy you from within." And like that is honestly what China has been doing for so long. And I think they're working with these higher politicians. They've put billions of dollars to Biden. So why do you think like they're pushing him? He didn't even campaign. He sat in a basement for most of the summer.
That's wild.
And when he did campaign, he had five people like show up. There's a video actually showing where Biden says that he doesn't need our votes. He doesn't need us. Yeah, it's funny. You don't need us because you're going to commit fraud and you're going to win. So the Chinese Communist Party, or the CCP, has been after us for a while. And they've already started buying land in America. People don't want to talk about that. The news media doesn't want to talk about that. They pretty much own most of Hollywood. And they own Legendary Times and AMC theaters. So they're infiltrating us all the time. Not to mention, they also have newspapers that they have their propaganda going into. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. So why are they owning so much stuff in America, buying our land? They're slowly infiltrating us over and over and over again, and we're allowing it. And I think it's because they're looking, I don't know if this is kind of like where I'm drawing my information, what I've collected. I feel like it has to do with them wanting like a globalist takeover. And the politicians, like, and the cabal, the people, which a lot of politicians in Congress is all part of the cabal, and you can look into that further. But they, I feel like, are working with China. And then you have this Chinese virus that comes out, and like China hides it, and they're lying. And the one person who brings it out is Trump. So of course they hate him. He put tariffs on them. He stopped manufacturing things over there like we were doing, where Obama was like pushing that all. Like, yeah, let's bring everything to China and let's take away workers here in America. And Trump started bringing that back. So he's just done so much to stop the Chinese, to stop, you know, the cabal, like Hillary and Obama and Biden. And so they're pushing so hard to destroy him because he's getting in their way of their political and financial gain.
Do you think, like, in 5 or 6 years or whatever the timeline is, do you think, let's say if China takes over, is it, do they invade or how do they do it?
That's a good question.
Like, money-wise, they could take over and blah, blah, blah. But, like, is there a point where they just, like, come into the country and start
killing
people or something?
I think they're partly already here. But I don't know. I think what we might see, and in, like, the end of the 2020s, is we might be seeing them coming in and buying even more of our land, or saying, hey, they're already crippling us right now. In all like businesses, and how do you start making people like rely on you? You start forcing them to rely on the government. So they're already destroying America, destroying businesses. They're making us become more in poverty than we ever have been before, when we were booming because of Trump and everything he's done for us. So I think that if you keep suppressing us, you keep making us more dependent on the government, then you might come to us and say, well, I'll buy your house, I'll buy your car, we will take care of all your debt, we'll give you a monthly income, and you just have to keep being a good citizen, or we'll start taking things away from you. And I think by 2030, every American could own nothing. And call me a conspiracy theorist. A year ago, I've said it too many times, I would call myself a conspiracy theorist. That's probably the owning nothing by 2030 is probably one of the things that I'm not, like, I don't have the most proof on, but I would say that it's a possibility. I mean, even a year ago, would you have said that there's going to be chemical warfare, where now we're shutting down the world and they're telling us who can and can't work? Nothing's out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, at this point, that's for sure. Like, nothing, you can't say nothing's possible at this point.
Yeah, and we're living in a twilight zone.
It really is. And this whole, and the virus from China, the crazy thing is, it's just so wild how, like, we're not, like, prosecuting China, and like how this virus came from Wuhan, and what are the odds there happened to be a lab with this virus in the lab, and people are trying to make it like, oh, it's a coincidence that this exact virus they were studying in the lab in the same city where it came out of. And then so it came from an animal, allegedly, but like every time in the history of like science, when a virus has been transmuted from an animal to a human, they've always found the animal, because it spreads the virus in the animal community, and then you can easily find it and how it starts. And we haven't found the bat, supposedly, or whatever animal started this virus. And so that plus where it came from makes me think, did this even come from an animal? Like, there's no definitive proof, and people are just like ignoring that.
Exactly. Well, no one wants to talk about that, because I feel like people are so caught up with, and oh my gosh, people are dying, you have to wear a mask, you have to do this. Like, we're so focused on what's happening right now. We're not asking questions. We're not looking at, why did this happen? What's the root causes? And I think the media has a lot to blame for that, because they're fear-mongering everybody and controlling the narrative. They're making everybody focus on one thing and not allowing us to use our own brains. I truly think America is brainwashed, and there's so many people out there that aren't doing their own research. They're not fact-checking for themselves. These so-called fact-checkers, who even are they?
Yeah,
they
were fact-checking the fact-checkers.
Yeah, on like Snopes, and they're not even actual people who have any kind of background in any politicians and any kind of history. I think they were saying like the two of them were these two girls, and they were strippers. Like, those are fact
really?
Checkers.
Oh, jeez.
Like, okay, because they really have a lot to add to what we're learning
about. Yeah, the people are brainwashed. We're so brainwashed. And it started a long time ago, but this is where they can finally take advantage of it. Like, we've put in probably hundreds of years of brainwashing into these people. And now when we want to implement something, we can do it and there's no, like, backlash. Or not enough.
Exactly. And if you remember that video that started circulating at the start of this whole pandemic, it was a scientist who did vaccines with Dr. Fauci, and she, I forget her name, I'd have to look it up, but it was called Plandemic, and it was getting shut down everywhere, taken off Facebook, taken off Twitter, taken off YouTube. I remember finally, like, I watched it when it first came out, because I was like, every time I saw a video, I was like, I have to watch it before it's taken down. And it finally resurfaced again. Like, this was my life in March. And she was even like discussing how her friends were in the lab in China, and she has not heard from them. She believes that they've been killed off because they were going to expose the truth. And I mean, you hear about even people who become positive with COVID in China, and they're just like grabbing them, killing them. There's just so much darkness happening over there. Mm-hmm. And America is actually allowing it to come over here. And I don't even think they realize what they're asking for when they're voting somebody in like Biden.
Yeah. And the first,
so there's just
the doctor who was the big whistleblower in China about coronavirus got killed. That was in like February.
Right.
When he got killed, and like, oh, he died from coronavirus. It's like, what?
Of course he died from the coronavirus. That's, you know, really convenient.
Real just convenient, like, that the whistleblower. Himself.
Really convenient.
And no one's like being like, no, that's not right. Like, we need to investigate that and get to the bottom of it, not just pretend to take people's word for it, because this could have real implications in America.
Exactly. That's just one more example of how they're controlling the narrative. And then the other example I was going to bring up was, like, so the ballots, bringing it back to the rigged election. They, for months, were saying, oh, because of COVID, like, perfect time to have a pandemic right before an election. You can't go in. You could put yourself at risk. So let's do mail-in ballots for everybody, and let's send them out. And they even, like, showed how on the back of the ballots, it showed if you're a Republican or Democrat just by having the envelope. So why can't U.S. postal workers, you know, kind of pick and choose what happens, or when they get to the actual count and they have all those people there, why can't they just start destroying the evidence of Trump supporters? And so for months they kept saying and telling people how they needed to do mail-in ballots. And then, you know, they kept having the narrative, Trump is trying to say that there's fraud in the election. How do they know that? They have a crystal ball? They're all of a sudden fortune tellers? They know what's going to happen in the future? It's just interesting how, like, before it ever happened, they were controlling the narrative. And then, oh, what do you know? That is the narrative. And it's like, just one more way. Before
They said, okay, he's going to say there's fraud. You know, watch out. He's going to say it. Like, they knew that was going to be the storyline.
Right. Yeah. Tell me how. I wrote down the exact number. Let me find it. Because a lot of this information I just have in my head, but I like to have, like, actual numbers to give people. So, in Pennsylvania, the number of mail-in ballots that they sent out was 1.8 million. They received back 2.5 million. What happened? That's interesting. We also had like a 750,000 lead, Republican-wise, the night of the election. We all went to bed, and then as the days went on, just kept creeping and creeping and creeping, and all of a sudden, there was hundreds of thousands of votes all of a sudden for Biden. Every single one. Not one more for Trump, just all for Biden. That's what I don't get. If you keep showing that there was just truckloads that came in the middle of the night and they were like, oh, we found all these ballots and they're all for Biden. How can every single one be for Biden? And how can none of those be for Trump? That's what doesn't make sense. I feel like they counted all the ballots that night and they were like, wait a second, we don't have enough ballots for Biden. How many more do we have to get to start being able to make this Biden's win? And they just made it enough. So in all those states, they just made it like point this and point that, 1% this for him to win. Wasn't a landslide. It's interesting. And then Fox News goes and calls Arizona, which is a red state, before all the votes were even in. They had like 73% in. It's just weird. Everything, how it was covered, how the media handled it, calling yeah. things before it was even called, they were already controlling the narrative from day one, that day in an election.
So what happened to Fox News? Because they've always been like a Republican news site. Like, why did they, I guess, switch? Or why did they, like, what happened with them to where they're not
owned by the left? And I think they're owned by the cabal.
Yeah, but haven't they always been? Like, they were probably super pro-Trump 2019, 2018, 2016, like, most of 2020. Right. Like, what happened?
I don't know. Whether they were bought out or they kind of started showing their true colors, I believe darkness can't hide in light. And eventually truth does come out. I don't know. That's a great question. But I don't watch them anymore, that's for sure.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know.
You see Brett Baer, and he's, like, slandering Trump, and they're stopping his conferences and being like, well, we have to politically correct the president here. Like, excuse me? Since when have we ever stopped the president from talking and not watched his press conferences?
Yeah, they freaking loved it back in the day, last year. Oh, Trump this, Trump that. He's everything.
Right.
So what do you think with, like, in 2024, is there anyone, let's just say Trump doesn't win or whatever. In 2024, is there any candidates that you trust or hope can win, or like who are coming up that can save America?
Well, if Trump doesn't win this election, which he should, I almost wonder if he would run again. And if he ran again, I would 100% vote for him again. Round three, bring it on.
80 years old. He'll be older than Joe Biden is now.
Biden's 78. Can he have dementia? He's already two sheets to the wind, but we still wanted to vote him in.
I know. But the thing with Biden,
you don't have to have any kind of standards to be president.
The thing with Biden, though, is like he's like super old and shouldn't be running and has dementia. But it's like the whole mainstream media is pushing him. You know what I mean?
Right, so because like they're pushing an agenda. It's so this yeah, is where so the like whole Trump at 80,
like if Trump's 80, he won't have that whole agenda backing him. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, he's 80 years old. He has dementia. He shouldn't be running. They won't have like that blind support that Biden has. You know what I mean?
Right. I think if we lose, though, this election by 2024, it's already going to be over. I don't think there is going to be another fair election. I don't think there's going to be a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate and the best man wins or woman. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we would likely see communism coming in, which we're already starting to see it when I go out to places. It's all the time.
Yeah. Oh my god,
our freedoms are slowly being taken away. The second California started saying you can't have your business, you can't do outdoor dining, yet Hollywood can set up 10 feet away with all their tents and start filming and production, and then on the same light, churches can't be open. Nope, can't do that because singing could start COVID. It could spread it quicker.
Is that what they said?
And yeah, they started saying that with like the plosives in our language, that those could spread COVID more than other sounds in other languages. And then
they close all these stores
in California. Strip clubs could be open, but you can't have freedom of religion. Right there is completely stripping away your freedom, your amendments, and your constitutional rights. And anybody who is blind to see that, they're choosing to turn a blind eye, and they'll just say, oh, it's in the name of COVID. Well, tell me why in the name of COVID, strip clubs can still be open. Hollywood can still produce. If masks really work and social distancing really works and you're outside, why can't you have your business open?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, it doesn't make any sense to close these businesses at all. Like, if masks work, just say, hey, you have to wear a mask in this business. You have to be 6 feet apart, but don't close down the business. There's no point in closing down these businesses. Like, you can make guidelines that people can follow and restrictions. Yeah, that's like what I'm kind of getting at is the obvious point is there's ways to do this that can keep the economy going. They're intentionally doing things that are crippling businesses. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day,
if this is a real virus that was like deadly or whatever, that we need to stop. Okay, 6 feet apart, wear a mask, keep the businesses open. But they're clearly doing more than that. They want to really shut down the economy.
Right. And this is where the whole political agenda comes into play. Everybody's like, people are trying to downplay COVID. They're saying it's all a hoax. I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist. I'm not saying COVID is a hoax. I'm saying that why we're doing what we're doing, how we're treating COVID, and how we're reopening or shutting down America is a hoax. And there's a political agenda here. And the rich are getting richer during it, and the poor are getting poorer.
Oh,
that's exactly what's happening. The whole stock market and everything, people knew what to do. And so everybody who was rich is benefiting or has benefited from this pandemic. Yeah,
all those politicians that sold out their stocks in February because they had a huge COVID meeting, and then the stock market crashed, and they bought all their stocks back, and now this, you know, the stock market skyrocketing.
It's convenient.
And it's the biggest wealth transfer in human history. Like, between the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, it's the biggest gap of all time.
Right. And why during the pandemic were we allowed to go to Home Depot, Walmart, Target? People were going just to go because we were all so bored. I can't tell you how many times I went to Home Depot. I started like a whole garden on my patio because I was bored out of my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never been into that, but it's all I could do. And so how is that safe? But going to dinner isn't safe. And when you actually look at the numbers, statistics says 4% of people who are eating and dining in restaurants get COVID. 1% comes from being out in like the general public. So tell me how most people are actually getting COVID from being in their own homes.
Yeah, but that's the biggest spread is in your own home.
Stay at home order.
Yeah, that's the biggest spread. Like, it's out there. You can look up. The biggest spread is with families. If one person gets in the family and you're in the same house, then you spread it. Like, you're not spreading it when you're outside, and you're not spreading when you're out and about. And like, they're not saying that in the news. They're not telling people, hey, maybe you should boost your immune system. Maybe you should get healthy. Maybe you should get on a better diet and sleep and stay hydrated and get sunlight. No one's saying that.
No one's talking about that. No one wants to talk about the true numbers. No, it's all about controlling you. And anybody who wants to be controlled, okay, you can go live in a communist state, because anybody who's escaped Venezuela and Cuba and places like that, they see what's going on in America. They don't want to go back to that. I talked to somebody who escaped Cuba back with Fidel Castro, and then his daughter actually works at the hospital with us. And she was saying how her dad like was sharing all these stories, and he's like, it's happening here again. People who have immigrated here do not want to go through what they just escaped.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is look at places like that. Why are you wanting communism here? Like, we're the last free country in this world. And not if anymore. You don't like it, move somewhere else.
And now
I can't move anywhere else.
And now what's going on is, I think it's all money. China has all the money, and they're probably paying these politicians big, big fucking money to do their agenda. You know, you're probably paying Biden $100 million to push agenda, paying all these politicians, paying like the governor of California probably all this money for him to shut down everything but keep his winery open and keep his favorite restaurant open. But everything else needs to shut down.
Everything else does, I mean, China, I think China is the true virus. It's not COVID-19.
That's a good quote.
It's the CCP.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And China definitely wants to be the world superpower. They want to be number one. They're going for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's no real independent investigation on what the fuck is China doing. Like, what's their role in all this? What's the real role in all this?
The media can't cover that, because then that would be exposing their agenda.
Yeah.
And
did you
the
hear?
People who control the media don't want that.
Mm-hmm. And in the Marvel movies, I don't know if I told you this, but like, one of the main characters in Doctor Strange, and like in the comics, is like a Tibetan monk. Mm-hmm. And because China has all this influence in the movie industry, they had to change the character in the movie to like this white lady, this bald white lady, because China and Tibet, you know, have that, like, they have like issues and beef going on. So they changed the character to a white lady because they couldn't have a Tibetan character, because they didn't want to piss off China, because they want people in China to buy the movie. And China has so much pull that they had to change their character. And that's just one small aspect of how much influence they have.
Oh, if you want to see more of what Hollywood's doing, and obviously we just talked about how China owns a portion of Hollywood. Anybody who's watching this should go watch Fall of the Cabal. I've told you a million times to go watch it. I had a dollar every time I said watch it. I wouldn't be here. But it does. It goes into Hollywood and it goes into what they're trying to do there and the political gain, the financial gain that they're doing and how they're destroying other people's lives. It goes even deeper to, you know, belief systems and different religious beliefs like the Luciferian culture. And so it's just so much, and it just seems like so much information, from COVID to political to Hollywood to China to the cabal, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, but everything's connected. And that's what I've really learned these last few months, is everything's connected. And it's all comes down to a globalist agenda. Every time I find out new information, it links back to having a globalist economy.
Like a one world government.
Yeah, one world order.
Yeah.
That, and I remember when I first heard the term Illuminati, it was in 2011. I was like, what? And I was in high school. I was a senior in high school. And I thought, I was like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? Well, now I freaking am.
Now I am. I've been converted.
Yes. And after I've really, you know, just done research for myself, and I feel like the research has found me. It's not like I go on my computer after work and I'm like, ooh, let me look up the cabal. It's almost like I've just like found it. And to me, it's truth. And
because you can see it in like everyday stuff. If you just watch the TV or certain channels, you just see how it's playing out, exactly how people describe like their agenda. And it goes back like hundreds of years too. Like, it's not like a new thing.
Yes. Actually, if you go back to it, so Luciferian belief system goes back to literally Cain and Abel, which is the sons of Adam and Eve, who were the first people on this world, Adam and Eve. So we're back in Genesis, in the Bible. And their whole belief system, this is like a deeper hole than what we've been going down, but it's pretty extensive. And I've like scratched the surface on it because it's like a little freaks me out. And it's a little hard to hear and even read whether people believe it's true or not, up to them. Other people believe in this, and that's enough to freak me out about it. But basically their whole premise and thought process is Cain and Abel were the sons of Eve, and the day that conception occurred, they say that Eve had intercourse twice that day, once with Satan and once with Adam.
Really?
That's
not in the Bible though, right?
It is not. No, that is not in the Bible, but this is like where the Luciferian belief system comes from. So I'm not saying like I believe this, I'm saying like what the Luciferian cult believes in. So that's why Cain and Abel were just so different. Cain was like vicious. He was a hunter. He didn't have like compassion. You know, that humanity that we all kind of are born with. And Abel was like very sweet and compassionate and loving. And his parents loved and valued him. And Cain goes and kills Abel. Okay. That happened in the Bible. True. And so they're saying like the Luciferian culture believes that they're all descendants of Cain. And so then they all have the satanic blood in them. And so because Satan is like a fourth dimensional being, he's not like alive and like have cells like we have. They're saying that like he gave him, Cain, these like cells that were of death. And Satan doesn't have like the humanity that humans have. So that's why he was like a vile hunter, like not compassionate or loving man. So basically all descendants come from Cain, which is a bloodline, and every woman passes on this bloodline. It doesn't come from the guys. So there's like 14 leaders in this group, and some of the names like people know today, you have the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Kennedys, the Lees, Bundy. So you have all these names. There's 14 of them. There's actually the one name is like a royal family. I forget the name. I wrote it down. It starts with an M.
I don't know. I know one of the royals was chilling with Epstein. That was like a big thing.
Well, Fun fact, Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. Ooh, mic drop.
Yep. Is it really? I know there's like a lot of people who change their names and like.
Yeah, because we would see that there's a coup happening. You would literally be able to see that Congress and like all of our government is being infiltrated by this cult. And so if everybody had the same name, well, America would be like, wait a second, what's happening here? Why is everybody related to everybody?
Yeah, and the guy on CNN. That's why
I was saying last night, like, I want to make, like, a list, like, a tree, a family tree of how all these people are related to each other, because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. They're all changing their names.
Yeah, and the guy on CNN, Anderson Cooper, is a Vanderbilt.
Yep, he's a Vanderbilt.
And he did an intern.
And they're also an internship at the CIA. Yep. Yeah, now he's in CNN, like, what?
And now he's, like, you know, he's, like, the guy that gives people the information, the news. Like, so you get your news bias from a guy who was quote unquote in this cult. You know, his family's in this like bloodline sketchiness.
The Biltmore Estate was one of the locations of the cult. And like, if you watch Fall of the Claw, it's in there where they have like all these, because a lot of artistry is in Fall of the Claw and in this Luciferian culture. And they like replicate all of these like crazy acts that they've done and they're like satanic worshiping. And like one of them, it goes down to children. So that's why you've been hearing so much about child sex trafficking this year. That's where I started to really like learn about belief system. Cause I was like, what is all this like sex trafficking of children happening? Like, why have we not been hearing about this? But three people who were victims in this Luciferian culture where they were tortured, they've come out and said that they estimate about 600,000 to 1 million children every year are affected by this cult.
Jeez.
And then they're saying 30 million Americans are part of this cult. 30 million.
What? That's what, 10%?
That's crazy. So like, you could be walking around with like your coworker and they're like a part of the Luciferian cult. So
if there's 30 million Americans, that guarantees you someone you work with, if there's 10 people, is involved in this cult somehow.
I personally know somebody who is a part of it. So Luciferian cult is at the top. That's like the bloodline. Then there's the satanic like worshiping. So the satanic worshiping is Luciferian cult, but they're not the ones who are like in the bloodline. They're the ones that have like gone into the practice. Okay, so they can still be a part of this like religious group, if you want to call it that. I kind of don't like that, but they're a part of it. They're just not automatically born into it. And I know somebody who's a part of it. Went to high school with them.
What? So you don't have to say who it is, but like, give me like, I guess a backstory of who's this person, but like, how do you know them and what did they say? Did they tell you? Like, how do you know?
I went to elementary, middle school, and high school with them, and they were family members of another person I went to school with, and I was close to that person. And that's how I like came to find out that they believed in like Satanism and literally worshiping the devil. And I remember like, but this was before I truly learned like what her beliefs were. I remember like we were at Gulf Coast one night, Gulf Coast Town Center, and she was like, you want to go back to my house and do a Ouija board? And I was like, no.
What?
I'm not going to, I'm not partaking. I'm not partaking in this. Like, that to me goes like way against like my faith. And I like, I believe in the spiritual realm, you know, demons and angels. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not messing with that. Absolutely not. Yeah. That is demonic. And then my friend told me, she was like, oh yeah, she's a devil worshiper. Like, she believes in Satanism. She posts like really creepy things. I was like, I can't tell you. Don't know.
Oh, no,
but her parents and then the cousin, her parent, like those parents too, they all like know my parents because everybody like who's from Fort Myers, it's a small town. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. So I don't know. My parents never said that they do.
What is this person up to now? Like, do you like kind of keep tabs on them? Like, every now and then be like, what are you up to? Like,
no, I do not. She posted like really like creepy, like blood dripping out of her mouth and like she's dead and like Satan like in the background and like demons. And I was like, I can't do it.
That's just bad juju. You didn't want to be around that.
Yeah, I don't want to be around that. Oh, can't associate.
So I was thinking, like, if China's, like, trying to take over and, like, our side, I guess, is promoting, like, the Luciferian stuff, does China have Luciferian stuff, too? Like, are they doing that in their country? If they're promoting, like, a one-religion country, are they promoting Luciferian stuff in China?
I don't know. I haven't made any connections to the Luciferian cult in China. Whether those families have integrated in them or have like bred with them, or they've like adapted into like the Satanism version of it so that they're underneath, I don't know anything about like the leaders in that cult. But if it's not, I would say it's probably money-wise. Like the Luciferian cult is partnering with China for this one world takeover.
Yeah, it's probably like a trade. Like, and hey, if you guys, if you give us your money, we'll push your agenda. Just give us all your money. We'll do whatever you say. You know,
because no matter which way you shake it, it's evil and evil.
Yeah.
So you know they're kind of siding together.
Oh my god.
Until they probably at the end destroy each other.
Hopefully, right? Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Interesting. I think so. Personally, like, I think all this goes back to like a biblical standpoint, you know, and I think it's kind of hard to understand this when you don't have faith. It's hard to understand it when you do have faith. But I think by not having faith, you're kind of looking at it from like a worldly lens and you're like, what is happening? Like, why are people doing this to people? But from the way I'm looking at it, I'm looking through it from a spiritual lens. And I'm seeing, you know, the battle that's been the battle since day one with Lucifer and God. And, you know, he was a fallen angel because he tried to take power in heaven. Because before man, before the world, there were angels. There were not demons. It was Lucifer who started, like, defiling God and not listening to him and wanting to be worshipped too. And so he took fallen angels with him, and those were the demons. And God gave them, you know, power on this earth, and we have free choice. And so when it goes back to Adam and Eve with the apple, you know, the serpent, Satan, trying to convince Eve to take a bite of this apple. And that was the one thing God said not to do. Do not eat this fruit. Do anything else. Like, you have all this freedom within the Garden of Eden. And, you know, and that's when sin entered the world, was in that moment. And that's when they noticed that they were naked and they were hiding from God, and God was walking. He was like, where are you? And he already knew what happened, obviously, because he's an all-knowing God. But that's where you can pinpoint it back. And Satan has truly had control on this universe. And God said he was going to give him control, and we had free will. And, you know, in the light of not trying to give a whole kind of like biblical teaching. So he has control on this world. And I think that's kind of what's happening. And people don't even realize, you know, what they subject themselves to that's evil. Because if you don't have, you know, like the Holy Spirit residing in you, I don't always think you're going to really be able to differentiate like evil from good, or like really seeing like the spiritual realm the same way that maybe a believer does. And so I think everything that's happening right now is a fight between good and evil, light and darkness. And I think, you know, we might be living in more end times. I don't know if end times are like tomorrow or 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. Well, like, how long does end times go on for? The Bible doesn't say that. Revelations talks about different prophecies, and some of those are like coming into fruition. And it's interesting because it also talks about chemical warfare. We're already starting to see chemical warfare. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. A lot of things are happening. And I think there is light at the tunnel, to get back to what you're saying, because Jesus is returning.
Yeah.
And whether he's returning in my lifetime or not, that's up to God, but he will return. So eventually.
Isn't it crazy? Like, this is the conversations we're having. Like, 2 years ago, who the fuck would have thought, like, this is what we'd be talking about?
I would never.
But it's so relevant.
My brain wouldn't even have gone here. You know, it's truly, like, grown. I feel like my spiritual relationship with God. Obviously, there's so many things I could be doing more. I won't deny that. But it's given me, like, a new perspective, a new lens. And I feel like every day I'm fighting a battle that's not visible. Yes, like I'm fighting, you know, COVID and like my beliefs and that, and, you know, what I'm standing for and like what rights I think that I have based on, you know, just being a human being and our constitutional rights. But I'm fighting so much more than that. And it goes down to demonic presence. That's what I'm fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, sometimes it's tiring.
Yeah.
But I know that I have God, and I'm not, he's fighting it for me. I really don't have to actually like do anything besides like pray and intercede with him.
Yeah. Like you don't have to drive yourself crazy about stuff and like go too far into rabbit holes, I guess. And like,
you know, I have to like to a mental asylum.
Hopefully it's all taken care of.
That video I sent you yesterday, I had to, like, after I watched it, I was like, I have to take a moment and calm down because I was so, like, upset. Like, I've cried because I'm, like, so upset. You know, like, watching our freedoms taken away because I feel like sometimes I'm the only American, like, the only one who's like, no, I won't do that. No, I won't take this vaccine. No, I don't have to wear a mask. Like, you can't tell me what to do. And it's just the minority has become the majority. And so it's so hard sometimes not feeling like I have other people behind me, and I'm just watching all these Americans be like, bye, freedom of speech.
Yeah, like freedom sometimes of religion. It's just the principle of it. Like, you could believe whatever you want, but it's like just the principle. Like, no, I don't want my rights taken away because if I don't fight for them, they're going to be gone. Like, so gone. It doesn't matter like, what I believe. I want to be able to say no. Like, can I say no? Am I allowed to say like, no, I don't want to do that? You know what I mean? Like, that's it. That's all I'm asking for. Exactly. Like, I don't want to be forced to do anything. And like they're pushing all these things that are forcing you to do certain ways. You know, if you want to do whatever you want to do it, I don't want to. Like that's all I'm asking for.
Exactly. And that's why I've always said, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you want to stay at home, stay at home. I don't care what you do. I think that everybody needs to look at their life and evaluate what they deem is right for them. I'm not going to tell you who you should worship. I'm not going to tell you where you should shop. Don't try to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You know. And that's how America has been. And then all of a sudden this year, it's the opposite. I'm that's in the a biggest dictatorship. Thing we lost.
Yeah, it's a dictatorship. And like people are like trying to boss you around and tell you what to do. And it's like,
that
can only get worse.
Have you heard of the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Yeah, there's a movie on that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't feel watch like it. I'm living
the Stanford Prison Experiment sometimes.
I don't like watching stuff like that, but I looked it up and I read about it. But like if I watched it, I'd get too emotional. Yeah,
well, we had to learn about it in college because I had to take all these classes. but yeah, I learned about it, and part of our like role was to watch. We watched the movie. We didn't watch like the whole documentary. We had bits and pieces in class. But it's literally when you give people, you know, the right to have power. And power over other people. It was the guards, and the guards started like beating the prisoners and the inmates, and it was getting so violent, and they were so rude to them, and nobody was a prisoner, nobody was a guard. It was all social experiment.
Yeah.
And they got it in their head so much that they had all this power, and that's what I'm witnessing when I go into stores. People thinking they have power over me, that they can dictate where I'm allowed to shop, what I have to do to shop. And under constitutional law, I don't have to put anything on my face. And if I want to wear a face covering or a head covering, I don't have to take anything off my face or body. You cannot tell me which way to go. If you want to wear a mask, you want to wear a facial covering, you want to wear a head covering for your religious or your personal reasons, that's you. You cannot tell me what to do.
And once people get power, they don't want to give it up too. Like they have it and they're not going to relinquish it easy.
Right.
Scary part.
And I don't know what it is about having power, but people like, I feel like are addicted to it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It like stirs up something inside.
Yeah. People like, it's hard to not abuse power when you have it, you know, especially when it's unchecked, which is like kind of a good transition, like the Black Lives Matter thing. A lot of people are like when cops do wrong and like murder people and kill people, or whatever, it's like, why aren't the good cops standing up and saying, hey, this isn't right. You know what I mean? Like why is there no accountability? Or if a cop does like kill somebody, there's no like they get off scot-free or they don't go to jail, they don't lose their job until like recently. But like it's like nothing ever happened. It's like there's no accountability when people abuse the power that they're given by us, like the taxpayers. You know what I mean? Like there should be some accountability with so people who have power, we give it to you for a reason, but you can't abuse it and take advantage of people.
Right. And I think that's obviously why we had the amendments, and our founding forefathers knew you can't give one person or the government too much power. And our First Amendment is freedom of speech. And it was literally there to be able to keep everything, you know, in light and be able to share what the government's doing or share what press is saying. Like, we're already being censored. We're being stopped. We're not allowed to share the way that we should. Yes, I can get on here and I can talk to you about whatever you want. Technically, your podcast could get taken down.
Exactly. It's already happened to other people. If you say something against the mainstream media, they'll take down your podcast, or they'll take down anything that you say, or just delete your Instagram account. Or But that's where it starts in 2020.
Put you in Facebook jail.
Yeah, where is that in 2050? If you say something against whatever the powers that be
say. Even in 1 year from now, what if I speak out like at work, or I speak to my friend and then someone overhears, could I be arrested? Because that's the kind of the route we're going. Sure, right now I'm not being arrested.
Exactly.
Because I technically have freedom of speech, but I also don't, because I can't share it on Facebook or Twitter. We're stopping even Trump's own tweets. Okay, sure, he's posted dumb tweets before, but when he literally shares things about fraud in the election, fact-checked, censored, and they put something about Biden is the winner. You know, it's just like, why can we not share anything? But when Biden posts something, it's not fact-checked. How is that like always truth and Trump is always false?
Yeah, it's scary.
It just depends on who's in control.
Because the problem is people don't think, like, people are like, oh, Trump's bad and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, it's not about Trump or Biden. It's about 20 years from now. If the media can just select whoever they want to be the good guy and whoever they want to be the bad guy, they can put like a real shitty dictator in power and, you know, and promote him and boost him up and then say anything opposite is bad, fake and unreal and censored. And then next thing you know, we have like another Hitler.
Yep.
I mean, and they can just choose. They could choose, literally choose whoever they want to run the country just based off the media.
It kind of scares me because, like, looking into what happened in Germany, they constantly kept telling them, we're doing this for your protection. We're doing this for your own good. What have we been told when shutting down America, when making people lose jobs? It's for your protection. It's for your own good. But when does it become that the solution is worse than the actual problem? And that's what's happening right now. More people have committed suicide. More people have gone through abuse. Montana, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My neighbors from Syracuse are back in town and they don't like their dogs. Come on, you're okay. And so it's just like, it's never going to stop.
It's really not. It's scary. It really is.
It is scary.
I think I had one more question. Let me see if I can find it. I was going to bring it back to the sex trafficking thing. One thing I really don't like about the whole sex trafficking thing is whenever you hear like 40, 50 people have been found or girls have been found or blah, 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 which tells you how big this whole thing is you never hear who did it. Like, who do they catch? Who was the person who had all these people in like a house? Or like, there's no like investigation on who did it. Who should I look out for? Who should I like, if I see something, what should I do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, even a backstory. Like, are these girls telling the cops stories of like, where were they? You know what I mean? And like, how long were they there for? Like, you hear nothing. There's no information on these sex trafficking stories whatsoever. And it's like, this must be so big and like, higher up people are so involved that there's no information on this, on these stories ever.
I think the FBI is involved, because if 600 to 1 million children are part of just, you know, the Luciferian sex trafficking going on, then what is happening? How are we not monitoring that? They monitor our phone calls. They can tap into anything, but they can't find these children? That's false. And but I truly believe that, because if you look, we have to bring it back to Luciferian belief. Because if you look at it in sex trafficking, they are sex trafficking and killing children. And they do it because to them, they believe it is the way to worship Satan and to be able to communicate with him. So the whole premise behind it is to rape, torture, induce pain, and eventually kill these children. And the whole reason they want to kill them is it goes really deep. And it's very vile to me, but you're producing adrenaline when you're starting to go through all this stuff from your adrenal glands. And the more and more adrenaline that gets produced in the longer period of time that they draw out this like pain and torture, then the more adrenaline that happens, the more oxygenation that happens to their blood. And so right before death is at the highest level that this adrenochrome is at, and they drink the blood. And it's multiple people. Anybody who's involved in this sexual disgusting act starts drinking the blood. And it gives you a high, like heroin, they say. And it also has these like age reversing powers to it because of all the oxygenation and the chemicals that are going on within the blood. And so there's been lots of reports that people in Hollywood have been doing this. Mm-hmm. One of them that I've heard about is Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. And then some other people that are like producers. I don't remember names like that because they're not like huge in my head. You know, I don't know those names very well. But then you also bring it into politicians. And you had Hillary Clinton emailing Obama while he was president and telling him, hey, when he ordered pizza.
Oh, Pizzagate, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's one of the wildest things in the middle of the night. Yeah. And it was like 15,000, whatever it was, some crazy thousands of dollars. And she was saying, we need to keep our pizza and hot dogs to predetermined locations, the ones that we've already secured.
Yeah.
Because you're raising eyes.
And Obama was like asking, like, let me get like 40 hours of pizza or something like that. It's like,
yeah, with extra like cheese and like, and it's all about like, they're all codes for like little girls or little boys and different ages. And it's disgusting. There's also a symbol. If you really look into it, you'll find a lot of information on it. There's symbols, mm-hmm. like this triangle symbol for like little boys and these like two hearts symbols together for little girls. And these symbols were found in orphanages, in foster homes, in different organizations where children should be protected, but they weren't. It's not like they're necessarily just taking always the children out of your home. And they're like, oh, I'm just going to pluck away like Reggie Jr. No, they're getting them from these other places too, and yeah. Other countries.
Haiti, yeah,
has been huge in this. And then they go over there and they're like, oh, I'm building places and I'm helping out these people. No, they're selling their children and they're having sex with them and they're mutilating them and killing them. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. And there's so many politicians involved in this and it's disgusting. And it goes back to Luciferian belief system, because you talk about the Rockefellers, Bill Clinton's a Rockefeller. Bill and Hillary Clinton are very involved in the sex trafficking of children. It's crazy how much you can find on this, but yet nobody talks about it.
No one talks. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, if someone doesn't believe it or whatever, like, just do your research on yourself and you could find a lot of information on it. And second of all, the fact that the news doesn't talk about it and is not telling you like the information about these sex trafficking like situations, and when they find people, they don't tell you where were they, how long they were there, what's been going on, now that are they safe now, and like who were the people that got arrested. The fact that you're not hearing a peep about any of that information tells you how big and scary and fucked up this whole thing is.
It is. It's disgusting. But like, I was telling my sister about this because she won't watch anything. She's like, I have children. You don't understand what it's like to have children. My dog wants me to throw her ball. You need to stop. No, ma'am. And she was like, I don't believe it. I don't believe that's going on. How can anybody believe that? It doesn't matter what you believe. That's like, yeah. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I don't believe in this Luciferian cult. It doesn't matter, because there's people who do.
Yeah, people do believe in it and they're doing it. It's obvious. There's like, you can look up, you just type in like how many people are involved in sex trafficking, like victims, and it's millions and millions.
Right. It's not just the pedophiles that you think of, you know, like old creepy dudes like on the internet. It goes way beyond, way more than that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're not stopping this, it's because the people who are on the FBI, the CIA, they're involved.
Yeah, their bosses, their top dog, they're involved in it.
They're involved. And it's corruption at the highest levels. And the only person, in my opinion, and in many other people's opinions, that has brought anything to light is Trump. And, like, it's so funny because Trump really has, like, in his tweets, brought out information. And even in his press conferences, like when he was like misspelling confefe, he was saying confefe, and like everybody's like, what is that? And he like, you constantly saw him drinking water with like two hands, like Fiji water and stuff. And everybody was like, he's so lame. Like, he's like a little child drinking from two cups. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because he was talking about this whole sex trafficking that was happening on an island. And so it's like, he's been almost giving us like subliminal messages these last 4 years. And people are just now starting to pick up on it. But all the media does is talk about lies with Trump, bring up Russian collusion, point out like anytime he's discriminated against women or other races, truly, I have found that Trump has been one of the biggest presidents for Black people, for Asian Americans, for other races, for women. He's done so much for them. And okay, sure, he said a dumb statement before he was ever president, when he had like his show or whatever.
Grabbing girls by the pussy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then yeah. Banging that porn star.
Okay, well, you got Biden over here stiffing children. And there's countless videos of him stiffing children, touching them disgustingly. And they're like pulling away, like, what the heck? And you had women come out and say that they have sexually been assaulted by Biden. But we don't hear about that on the news. So if you want to compare apples to apples, well, they both have allegations. So if you're telling me, I don't like Trump because of that, well, then clearly you don't like Biden because he's doing the same thing. So that's not why you don't like Trump. You don't like Trump because the media has told you not to like Trump, and you don't realize you've been brainwashed over the last 4 years. Like, how did he win that, like, what was it, a Nobel Peace Prize with Rosa Parks? Like a bajillion years ago in our lifetime, but
I don't know, you know that was.
How did he win that? He won that with her and what, Muhammad Ali or something like that? That doesn't get talked about anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's a true thing.
Ali, Rosa Parks. Yeah, it's just, I hope you're right with, like, it's going to be, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I don't see any hope, but
I don't know.
I guess you have to have it.
Right. You have to have hope. I think you have to believe in a higher power. And I believe that only higher power is truly God.
I guess he won the Ellis Island Award for patriotism, yeah. Tolerance, brotherhood, and diversity.
But he's a racist.
But then I looked it up, and it's like this polyfact.com, and it's like Trump's Ellis Island Award in the 80s was not for brotherhood or diversity. It was, according to this, it said it was for the 1986 for professional contributions that benefited New York City as a real estate developer. And then Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks won for different reasons, according to politifact.com.
Yeah, who's fact checking that one? You also a good place to do research is DuckDuckGo, because Google's literally controlling and monitoring everything.
Yeah.
And Epoch Times is also a good media outlet that's unbiased.
Appreciate it. All right. You got any parting words, any last things you want to say? Any so do you have a Parler or Twitter or anything?
I have a Twitter, but I don't use it. I haven't used it since I was like a sophomore in college. So that was what, like 9 years ago now?
Get on Twitter. Twitter has way more information and better stuff. Twitter, and like you can look things up better controlling. Than. I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah. And I do have Facebook, but I don't post on Facebook. Sometimes I go on it just to scroll. But yeah, I really do need to get a Parler. My mom has sent me a lot of things on Parler that I've seen. And I do like what I've been seeing. And you know, some of the Americans that I've really felt like have been patriots during this whole pandemic have gotten on Parler, and I would like to follow them because, you know, all their stuff is being taken down everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, it's here one day, gone the next. And it's frustrating because how can you get out truth when truth keeps getting shut down and taken off the internet? And if media is not sharing truth, then where do you go for truth?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all censored. It's censored.
What is even the point of finding truth if you almost can't reach it?
Yeah, that's what I think the agenda is. It's like, even if you try to look up something, you're getting their version of the answer. Like, you can't even find truth if you wanted it. It's like 1984, like that book where it's like they rewrite history.
We have been rewriting history.
So you don't even know
why we're tearing down monuments and destroying things.
You don't even know what's true anymore.
Right. We've literally preached to people in this last year that violence is okay, that hate is okay, that separation is okay. And we're making this all men against women, left versus right, Democrat versus Republican, you know, white against black. And that's not where we've been. The first time, like, and obviously, yes, I'm younger. Like, you can say that I had privilege growing up, whatever. I lived in Fort Myers. It was very much smaller than it is now. And I went to like a small school where I graduated 50 people. So I was pretty sheltered. Went to Orlando when I turned 18. And yeah, there was a lot more like diversity and culture there. But I truly really started seeing like a split in, you know, race when Obama came into office. That's when I really started hearing about the BLM movement and, you know, like trying to separate whites and blacks. Like, why are we making that like the framework of news? Why are we wanting to cause that strife? Like, we're all human beings at the end of the day. And I know so many people that are for, you know, black people and Asian people. And the fact that like we keep wanting to like tear it down and make it like a black versus white problem or like a Hispanic versus white problem, I think we're trying to create more division than unity. And one thing that I've really seen with the media is creating hate in both groups and separation. And the more we separate and the farther we get from unity, the more problem we're going to have. And we're already seeing the hate and the division between Republican and Democrat. It's like the two can't ever get along.
Yeah, so like everything that they say is like the opposite. Like there's not even like any middle ground that they can agree on.
No, exactly. You even like Candace Owens, she gets up and starts talking about it and they call her a racist. I'm like, she's black. Like,
it's, I can't stand Candace Owens. She's the worst person ever.
Hey, it's just so much craziness is happening. And I think when you stop looking at everybody as humans and you start looking at them as the color of their skin or their political or religious beliefs, then we're not socializing or like being human towards each other. And we're just going to keep creating that division. Riley in Montana, no. There are people sitting outside and they're just continuing to bark.
At your house? They're standing outside?
Like across the street.
Oh my God. All right, yeah, last question.
They're not having it.
So what do you think is the benefit of the hate for the people who are promoting it? Like, why are they doing it? You can't hear me?
Montana, hey, come here. It's okay. It's just the neighbors. I'm sorry, repeat your question.
Hold on. Like, what do you think is the benefit for the people promoting the hate? Like, why are they doing it? And what's like the end game?
I think when you don't have unity, you're weaker. So when America is sitting here being stripped away of their unity of like being proud to be American, you really started seeing it like in the NFL when they all stopped kneeling. You know, that's like where I really feel like unity stopped happening. Stop it. Come here. It's just the neighbors. It's okay. Come on. Come here. Come here. And so when you start taking away the masses, you start creating different groups. And you're weaker the further spread out you get, you know? And so I think that by stripping down America, making us not unified anymore, they can control us better. They can start subjecting us to all different things. And we're starting to battle each other now. So it's like American versus American. And we're almost like self-destructing ourselves. And they're not even doing it anymore. It's like they've been slowly like fueling the fire, you know? I've seen the media be like, look at the racism, look at this. And it's like, of course there's racism. I'm not trying to downplay that at all. But it's like they helped, you know, put more fuel to the fire and make it bigger and make it seem crazier than what it might have been. And the same thing is happening with like Democrats and Republicans. You know, they're creating more hate and like hate groups are forming and people are starting to hate each other. So by doing that, we can't all stand together. And so we're never going to be strong when we're all separated.
Strong words from Caitlin Black. It should be like
all your people are going to hate me after they're like, I'm never watching this podcast
oh,
again.
Oh my God. You should be like a politician or something. Somebody who can save the world.
Listen. I share my like research and thoughts and beliefs with a lot of people. And I would say for every person I share it to, most people think I'm crazy. And I've accepted that. I don't care. Hate me if you want to. It's not going to affect me at the end of the day. But I think there is truth in a lot of the things I've said. And if you don't want to go fact check that for yourselves, then, you know, shame on you, because you should not just listen to the media and you should do your own personal research.
Yeah, at least, you know, if you're going to say anything, at least look into it a little bit and know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And if you're going to like, if you're going to like rebut what someone's saying, like at least have something good that you've looked into and not just say what you've heard on TV or something.
Right. Like, I love asking somebody who doesn't like Trump, what do you not like about him? Like, what policies has he done that you don't support? And they're always like, oh, I just hate him. Because he hates women. It's like, well, can you start giving me, like, actual evidence that backs this up? Like, I'm waiting. Because I can start naming off a lot of things that he's actually done for Americans. And not just white Americans. For all Americans. Poor Americans. Rich Americans. Colored Americans. White Americans. All Americans. So at the end of the day, we're all humans, we're all Americans, and we really should be uniting. But we're the most diversified and separated than we've ever been, that, in my opinion, like within the timeline that I've lived in. Obviously, I wasn't here during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an actual war. So, yeah. All right, last question. I keep saying last question. Yeah. This is the very last question. What are some things that Trump has done that you are not a fan of?
That I'm not a fan of?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of this freaking vaccine. Like, I don't understand that one. I'm still trying to kind of get behind, like, what he's doing with this vaccine. Because I low-key feel like everybody in his, like, party with him all got COVID. And now they're like, oh, we don't need the vaccine. You know, so I'm not a fan of the vaccine. I'm not a fan of the mRNA. I don't support it. If you want to get it, be my guest. I'm not going to tell you
you're
wrong.
Pence took it, right? Pence took the vaccine.
Apparently. So I know. I'm kind of like shocked by all these like people who are getting it that are like on Trump's side. I'm just like, I'm not getting it. I don't care if Trump himself gets it. I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
Ever. So that's probably one of the biggest things where I'm like, no. I don't agree and I'm not doing it. And I truly don't understand like the agenda behind it or what it is, whether it's something like that they're really hoping like to stop it. Like, is it from like a business standpoint where he feels like if people get it, you know, they can like reopen everything, because like Fauci talks about like, you know, 2/3 of the population needs to get it for us to have herd immunity. Like, I don't get it, but I'm not buying into it, but I have a lot of beliefs on the vaccines, period. All vaccines.
All right, this has been just a good podcast. This is a good one. Yeah, it's, well, who knows what the fuck's in there? And how do you know what they're saying is in there is what's in there?
Exactly, because some of the things I do know about vaccines, we can just take the flu vaccine, for example. One, it changes every year. Two, they put things like mercury and aluminum and hazardous waste and neurotoxin. Like, why would I take any of that? Why are we taking vaccines and putting additives in there that are cancer causing or chemicals or can lead to illnesses? Are we taking a lesson out of Bill Gates' handbook where he says he's going to control the population through vaccines? So I'm just not into it. And a year ago, I would have had a different point on it than I do now, but I've done research.
But I've done looking up.
Done looked it up, and I got lots of points on that, but that's another podcast.
I'll definitely have to have you back on again. We could talk more about crazy shit that's going on. Like, who knows? Yeah, like,
oh, I'm
a
sure
couple
I'll
months
learn
from now, who knows?
The next month.
There'll be more shit going on and more shit to talk about.
In a couple months from now, maybe you're not allowed to podcast anymore.
Seriously, after this one, probably.
Right. If you get taken down, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's really, I mean, sometimes you gotta, you have to, like, if I can't say what an opinion, like, what the fuck is this world going to? You know what I mean? Like, if opinions are getting censored, it's sad.
And you should always be able to hear from both sides of opinion. You know, my opinion and the opposite opinion. You should be able, it doesn't matter what you believe in, you should be able to hear both sides without being censored.
Exactly.
That's what I believe.
You know,
everybody
seems
has
like we're
the right
losing that.
To their beliefs.
Yeah, yep. That's your own opinion. Your right to wear a mask if you don't want to or don't want to wear it or whatever. Like, you have a right to be like an individual person.
Right. We've already shown they don't work. That's what's crazy. We keep saying, like, let's slow the spread. Let's stop the spread. Like, oh, you have to do a stay-at-home order. That didn't help. And then it's like, wear the mask. Oh, no, we're not getting the flu this season because everybody's wearing the mask. So then you ask, why are we getting COVID? Because people aren't compliant with the mask. So it's like, which situation are you playing? It's not both. It's one or the other. And when there actually was a study that looked at it, and every time there was a mask mandate, they looked before, during, and after. Obviously, some places are still mask mandated. But in those places with mask mandates, every time it increased the COVID cases. Like, you look at California and you look at New York, we've been open here in Florida. And it's not like we're superseding all these places that have mask mandates. Yeah. So what's happening there?
That's the thing. Like, if I wasn't wearing a mask, I'd be more cautious to be like, okay, I'm going to stay 6 feet apart. I'm going to make sure I wash my hands all the time if I didn't have to wear a mask. But people, I feel like if you're wearing a mask, you're less worried about, like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, I'm okay.
You just think you're protected.
And then, yeah.
I watch people on airplanes. Yeah. They, like, have their mask, and then they have their gloves on, and they're like, I'm protected. It's like, no, you're not, because you're sitting there touching everything with your gloves. Then you're touching your mask constantly. You're pulling it down. You're pulling it up. You're taking a sip. You just infected yourself.
Yeah. When you're
better off, like, that's why masks and gloves were meant for healthcare workers, not the general population.
Yeah. And to be changed every hour, not to be worn all day.
Right. And since when have viruses been so deadly that we're, like, afraid of them? Like, what we were talking about last night, like, you used to go to the doctor and you would be like, oh, it's just viral. Like, you just go home, get some rest. You're like, oh, thank God it's not bacterial.
Mm-hmm. And now it's, yeah, it doesn't, like, take anything for
it. Oh, virus, please let it be bacterial and I get on some antibiotics. It's crazy.
The world's backwards.
Yep. It's backwards. Interesting times.
I need a good title for this podcast. I think interesting times might be a good title.
It is interesting.
Oh my God. All right. I'm getting out of here. Thanks for coming on, Caitlin. I really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing your opinions.
Yes.
And we'll definitely do it again welcome. Very soon.
Can't wait. I won't read the hate mail.
Oh my God. I can't wait. All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.